London has a secret dog whisperer. Islington's dog whisperer goes by the name of Alfonso Goyenechea, known to locals as Alfie. Alfie, who lives on City Garden Row, has become a neighbourhood sensation. Locals immediately recognise him strolling down the street with his charming companions. While we all might be used to seeing dogs running riot as soon as they escape the lead, Alfie has the remarkable ability to turn even the most challenging dogs into perfectly behaved, gentle canines. The talented dog walker takes up to 6 dogs out at a time to run, walk, and explore. He is renowned for his unique ability to transform those which once suffered from behavioural issues into content, trusting, and happy dogs. Alfie explains that some dogs, particularly those who have suffered abuse, can often be shy, anxious, and stressed. Therefore, it is important for them to be able to trust him. Body language is very important in their communication. It's very subtle, and the average person does not see it or realize it's happening. All of the dogs he walks have developed an extremely close bond with each other and Alfie himself. I have always had dogs, and I realize that I find it quite easy to deal with them. I can create a good relationship with them, so I started helping friends because they saw how I could handle dogs, says Alfie. The Spanish dog walker fell into the profession by chance. Although Alfie always knew he had a gift with dogs, he previously worked at an archaeological charity in Peterborough. However, the financial crisis led to funds being cut and his work closing. Alfie soon returned to London and decided to give dog walking a try. I love all dogs. It doesn't matter if they look ugly or whatever. I much prefer them to people. Really, once you get their love, it's unconditional and they are very loyal. The dog whisperer explains that it can take up to 6 months to train a dog, but it completely depends on the dog, their background, and whether their owners keep up the training. Sometimes when I walk down the street and by the canals, I get some nice reactions, and people can come and say hello. But on the street, not that many people. Unfortunately, the reaction I get most is fear. Sometimes I can see and tell that people are afraid. Alfie says that he can tell within seconds if that person will cross the road, and they do. He explains that he is able to keep all of the dogs under control with a combination of determination, persistence, and bribery with treats. But he adds that the most important thing is to form a bond with each dog. That's why I say it takes time. I always start with the leads. I don't just let them do what they like. I mean, the dog has to get to know me and trust me. They need to know that they can rely on me, and I like to create a bond. Only once the dogs have built a relationship and trust him can he start working and training the dogs. I want them to learn that if they are afraid, then they can come back to me, that I will protect them. Again, it depends. If it is a rescue dog or a dog with problems, then it can take a month or so. But dogs are very adaptable. People don't give them much credit, but if you don't play to their fears, then they will adapt and learn.